Well, Coach, there in the second half, you started some of your veterans. You got within six. It seems like you guys were making a comeback. Why could they never quite get over the hump?
Well, I you know, give Utah credit. I thought they made a lot of timely three-point shots. You know, certainly, you know, going out of the half, you know, we backed up on, I think it was on Mac, and he knocked down a three to close the half out. We had a couple of late clock situations that they made some threes and probably needed to defend that a little bit better. To be honest with you, I thought we had, you know, I know Gobert's a great rim protector, but I thought we had some shots around the basket that we normally could have made, should have made, that we didn't make. And I thought that bled into our struggle scoring. I thought we got the ball we wanted to go. We got to the free throw line. But I thought it was their ability to make threes. And, you know, obviously we didn't have a great shooting night from behind the line ourselves.
You guys haven't had back-to-back losses, many like this year. Was this to be expected with Victor out and trying to make adjustments, or what do you think?
Well, I certainly don't want to make excuses for that because, you know, in a long NBA season, you're going to have players go in and out based on injuries or illnesses or different challenges. But looking at last night, we wanted to clean up turnovers. I thought we did a better job of that. I think there's some areas that we wanted to try to improve upon that I thought we did tonight. I thought the difference was our three-point defense probably wasn't where it needed to be. I thought they made a couple tough shots early, give them credit, but there was a couple of breakdowns we had. We gave them some open threes. But I think for our team, especially some of our younger guys, this is a learning and growing experience and one that we need to keep trying to get better and improve. It was good to see some of the things that we addressed this morning going into the game we did do a better job with.
What impact did starting Morrow and Collison have in that second half for either veteran presence or spacing,
I thought we closed up the second quarter fairly well. They had obviously got the momentum with Max 3. But I just thought with where the game was at, 12 points, that if we could go with some veteran guys and maybe see if we could get ourselves back in the game, knowing that we're going to eventually obviously have to sub. What I didn't want to have to have happen was, you know, come in there in the start of the third quarter and all of a sudden they go on a quick 6-0 run and now it's, you know, all the way up to 18-20. So I give those guys starting the third quarter a lot of credit. They played well, got back in the game. And then I thought it was some missed opportunities around the rim for us. I thought it was timely shooting by them. And they obviously, you know, made the plays that were necessary in the game.